Yes, hi, this is
Hello?
Hi, this is Ruth calling from Family First Care. Is this Tommy?
Yes, Tommy. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. Okay, I'm just calling back. I see that we got a call. You were inquiring about our home care agency?
Yes, I'm inquiring. Yes.
Okay, so I just want to, you know, explain everything, how the process is going to go. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how much you were told, so I'm just going to tell you how the intake process goes. So what we'll do is we need two things, you know, two steps in order for the services to be able to start. So number one is we need to get the caregiver onboarded. Okay, so that means we'll reach out to her and get her signed up. You know,
I'm the caregiver.
Oh, you're the caregiver. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I was speaking with Tommy.
No, he told me to call, make sure I'm comfortable with the company before we can go ahead. So I'm asking some questions about the company because I don't know much about it. I don't know how you are paid, holiday paid. I don't know nothing. So I need to know certain things. The girl that's speaking to me first, she told me, but she said she won't be able to answer certain things that I want to know.
So what are your questions? I can see.
My question is that what hour you are paid?
About what?
There's a question. What hour?
Hourly pay?
Hourly pay.
So that depends on how many hours you work because we pay overtime after 40 hours
actually,
is overtime. So
I work 80 hours a week. 85 hours a week.
I'm sorry, how many
hours? Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10. Friday, 8 to 12. I don't do Sunday anymore starting this New Year, so you got to get somebody for cover Sunday.
Okay.
And if I was asking if you have VA hours cause on Saturday.
Also 8 for Saturday?
Yeah, VA hours is on Saturday.
Oh, the VA hours. Okay.
Yeah, VA hours.
Okay.
Yeah, do VA hours.
Yeah, we can also do that. Do you want us to staff that, or do you have a caregiver for the VA hours?
No, well, the VA hours, they're the next company. But if I'm going to come over and y'all have somebody always with me to work, I will bring over the hours, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Because my clients will use the company with all the hours.
Mhm. Okay, got it.
So I want to know.
Right. Do you want to know how much we pay?
My hours.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said. So once again, how many hours do you work a week?
It used to be 84 hours, but because I don't work Sundays anymore, stop Sundays before Sunday in January.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working Monday to Friday now. I work from 8 to 10, Monday to Thursday, and Friday 8 to 12.
Okay, 8 to 10 and then 8 to 12. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So is that from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah, 8 in the morning to 10 at night.
Okay, so that's 14 hours. Hold on, let me just make the math so we can see how many.
Yeah, I got to send somebody to do Sundays.
Yeah, so you said 8 to 10 is from Monday through Wednesday?
No, Thursday. 8 to 10 in the night, Monday to Thursday. Friday works from 8 in the morning to 12 at night.
Oh, okay, so that's 16 hours. Okay, so that's a total of 72 hours. So I'm going to check how much we can pay for 72 hours, and I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, but yeah, don't forget, Sunday is got covered too. Sunday, the person coming here from 9 to 10 at night.
Mm-hmm, okay. Well, that's not you doing it, right? That's someone else.
No, I stop working on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not getting enough time for myself.
Okay. So let me find that out
to
you.
Hours is from 9 to 12 at night.
Okay. Do you have any more questions before I go and find out?
Usually my patient, my client usually travel, usually go on vacation, maybe every something, maybe 3 months or whatever. But whenever you go on vacation, you need somebody else to cover. This is the only time I work on Sundays, because I help cover the shift on Sundays. I do the night hours. So you know, before I'm in the house in the night. I come in and work till next morning and get relief the next morning and then come back in the afternoon. So I don't know how y'all will work it out.
So that schedule is just for when they're on vacation?
Yeah, when he's on vacation. That's 2 persons.
So that means you would need someone else to help out?
Yeah, 2 persons is going to work when you go on vacation.
Okay.
Because
so if
I don't
you let
think
us y'all
would give me all those hours.
Right, so that depends on the insurance company. You
yeah,
know, they're the ones that can approve more hours. But if you want to
no,
you
got the
hours.
Hours, but you have the hours, but because of the law, I can't work more than 16 hours or something.
Right. Right. So you're saying he has more than the 84 hours?
Yes, he has more than that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm telling you why I did. But you have hours where when you go on vacation, well, when he talks to you, I would more know to get in more to that. I just need to know about my part before I come over to a company.
Right, that makes sense. Right. Yeah, so if you let us know in advance, then we can help find an aide, you know, if that's something that you need.
Yeah, because we don't want when, you know, you come over to the agency and then you don't have people to send to cover shifts and, you know.
Right, right.
That's what you don't want.
Yeah.
So that's the problem right now, people to cover shifts.
Oh, well. Okay, so then I'll have to ask Sarah, you know, if we have any, you know, how many caregivers we have in your area. And I'm going to find out about the rates, okay? And then I'll let you know. I'll call you back.
Yeah, find out about the rates and the girl, I was talking to the girl about bonus. I don't know. For me coming over, what is the bonus? I need to know about vacation pay, my PTO, my holiday pay.
So actually, we don't offer PTO. It's not something that we pay, but we do pay holiday pay. It's the 4 main holidays. We pay overtime.
Okay. And what about vacation pay? Like if I gotta go for vacation.
So we don't pay for vacation.
Oh, yeah, I don't pay for that.
No, but we do offer health insurance for full-time employees.
Yeah, I don't pay PTO hours either.
No, but as I said, holidays are overtime, the 4 major holidays.
Okay. I think yeah, I need to do it, must inform y'all, usually these people that would cook. Because when I call first, I ask and you say, oh, yeah, yeah, I pay this, yeah, I pay that, yeah, I pay that. And now you tell me, you know, that you don't pay it.
Who said that?
I ask the person that I call and talk to first that gives you the number. I ask if you pay vacation pay, holiday pay, PTO hours, and she said, yes.
So
but
maybe
she
just
meant.
Know
much.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's maybe
I'm not sure why she. Yeah, could be she meant the holiday.
Maybe the holiday. Yeah, but I'm talking about holidays. Like if I need my vacation, if
right.
I gotta go on my vacation, if I do the hours, if I pay for my vacation. That's what I was asking. And you said no, right?
Right, we don't pay for that. I'm not sure why she told you that, yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's the only thing I wouldn't come over because where I'm at right now, they pay PTO and they pay, I guess, when I gotta go for my vacation, take my vacation, I didn't pay for the week that I'm gonna be away. So I'm not gonna leave that to come to not get that. So
that what?
I'm not gonna leave where I'm at, where I'm getting that to come to something that I'm not getting.
Do you want me to first check the rate that we can pay? It might be worth it for you?
Check the rate. Sometimes the rate make me sound comfortable and I can work around it. Could you check the rate on it?
Yes, I'm going to check the rate, okay?
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
thank
I'll
you.
Call you back. You're welcome. I'll be in touch.
Okay, no problem. Yes.
Bye.